Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Some people do not want to get on social media. I understand. I don't critique you at all on that. Some people just say, Bill, it's not for me. Some of you were like that, and then you changed. Alan wasn't on, and now he is. Alan doesn't tweet a lot, but he's around. And I think same with Aliquippa Bob, and I'm probably leaving some out. Anyways, this is from Fat Boy Slim. Do I have this right? I think so. Fat Boy Slim says, Bill, I'm in Spring, Texas. Good morning. Says, what about Brian Kelly and this 23 recruiting class? Tigers are on fire. They got Ricky Collins overnight, which was expected to happen. He's from down there, kind of a local kid, right? And he was committed to Purdue. Has flipped to LSU. They're up to number six. I believe they were ninth before that announcement. They're up to number six. Fat Boy Slim in Spring, Texas, checking in with us. He's happy about this. I don't blame him. LSU fan. Blake was talking about this a while back. Oh, Kevin in Muletown sent me a video clip. Little League World Series, and I don't know which team it is, but a kid hits a double, and when he gets to second base, he does that Drew Gilbert deal where you bend over backwards and put your hands on your face. You know that thing that Tennessee does? Drew Gilbert started it. Some kid did this at the Little League World Series. And he sent me the video of it. I don't watch the Little League World Series. I have zero interest in that. I don't wish one day I got to go to it. I don't watch it. I don't revel in it. I don't, no. I know a lot of you do. A lot of you, maybe your kids played in it. More power to you. I'm not into that. Okay? I if it's on, it's just accidentally on. I don't tune it in. I don't try and find it. I'm not looking to see where they're at. All I know is Taiwan almost every year has a kid that's like 6'3". He's only 12, and he's on the mound, pitching at about 50 feet. That's what I remember. Charlie down in Americus, Georgia. So we go from Spring, Texas on email to Americus, Georgia. Bill, good morning. Wanted to tell you how much I enjoy the show. I appreciate you giving everybody a voice. Even if you disagree, you don't mind hearing each of us out. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's nice to hear. Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to send me that message. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, and he's driving down to the Emerald Coast as we speak. He says his GPS estimates he'll be there about 4:30 their time, Central Time, 5:30 Eastern. Bill, could you please extend the show at least till about noon today so I don't have to listen to crap radio the rest of my trip? Tell you what you do. On your phone, find that Swarbrick interview. It's on YouTube. But get a link, or if I can think of it, I'll email it to you. Chubby sent it to me, and that will take up about an hour of your time. It's really interesting. It's very, very detailed. Talking about name, image, likeness, talking about expansion, talking about Notre Dame. Will they, won't they, all those various things there. That will take, I would think, about an hour. I could be wrong, but about an hour of your time. It is long-form stuff. Ken down in Georgia said he read it, too. I read it before I pulled up the audio. Georgia dog Bill Tubbs is too busy right now trying to drain a swamp to do sports radio. You know what? You're probably right. I have not talked to Tubbs in a while. I've got his number. But I don't know. It might be tough to get him. But Tubbs, along with Joe Manchin, is involved in this let's get uniformity when it comes to name, image, likeness. I don't know that I'm for uniformity. I know I'm in the minority there. But if they put, quote, guardrails on this, we're just going to go back to the old way of cheating. If they federalize, Max a kid can get it. I'm just throwing a number out. I have no idea. But let's just say they say Max a kid can get is $100K a year. Name, image, likeness. That's the federal rule. You don't think that guys are going to stop getting their money? What did we do before last July, meaning July of 21? How did we go about things? Players got their money. They just got it in a more secretive way because it wasn't NCAA legal. Players got their money. Players have been getting their stuff, their money, forever and ever and ever. Well before we started this radio show in the late 80s. Well before that. Decades before that. Players have been getting stuff. Material possessions, cash, whatever it is, forever, it just wasn't NCAA legal. Now it is. And even the rules they have are not police, so everything that you thought was illegal is now basically legal. If you federalize it, that's not going to change anything. By the way, did you see the story? Somebody find this for me. Southern Cal doesn't like their booster group that's raising money. Did you see this? Somebody sent me that and I lost it. But we already have a snit there. I don't know what you can do about it. But, I mean, you really can't do anything about it. If you have a booster group and they're funneling money legally, which it is, to players, how are you going to stop that? Apparently Southern Cal has, and I don't know if it's faculty members, I don't know if it's actually the athletic department in general, but apparently they don't like this group. That they're collective, if you will. Apparently there's already a snit going on there between those factions. Are you shocked about that? I'm not. Georgia dog, Bill, he's talking about Harpeth Hall. Harpeth Hall here, a very exclusive all-girls school. I'm telling you, it's at least $30K a year. It's in the heart of Green Hills, and it's a phenomenal school. Very hard to get in. They've announced that if you identify as a female, you can apply and get in. Now, again, I don't know. They probably get a ton of applications a year, and there's a finite number of spots available. So I don't know if that means you absolutely get in, but they will consider you. I'm just... Georgia Dog says that in a younger portion of my life, I could probably have, if I'd have gone to Harpeth Hall, 10 now ex-wives. Not 5. Actually, he's got 4 exes, right? Because this is number 5. I think that's right. Larry in North Carolina. Talking about kids throwing curveballs. His son hit a home run over the weekend on an 0-2 curveball. 10-year-old hit it about 240, he says. That's a long poke. That's really raking for a kid that age. Most kids can't hit it 200 at that age, or even 180. That's getting it right there. Said, Bill, there are 9-year-olds throwing breaking pitches playing up at 10U. I also add my youngster threw 5 1/3 innings and 15 Ks, but more impressively, a kid we faced hit 2 home runs in the game before us, his 14th and 15th of the season. That's getting it right there now. I do not miss Little League ball. I don't. I could never go back. I know a lot of you have kids doing it right now, and I'm happy for you. I don't miss. What you're doing right now, I do not envy you. I don't wish I was you. Yeah, I don't. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, one good thing about this trip is I don't have to hear about Georgia Dog complaining about people critiquing Georgia football. He says, Georgia Dog, they're coming off a natty. Get over it. I agree with him on that. Yeah, I agree with him on that. Woody's Revenge up in Ohio. Bill, SEC is jealous of the Big Ten. I don't know about that, but I'll say this. All this money that's been floating around, and it's legit, has to have the SEC wondering. Now, the SEC's going to make plenty of money. But SEC right now in that category is kind of the second-class citizen, right? Now, on the field, they're not. When it comes to all the pertinent data, they're not. But when it comes to the money, the Big Ten's the daddy. And it's only getting better for them. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash here at the minor wreck. It's in a terrible spot, 65 southbound, and all that heavy traffic just before you get down to Trinity Lane. Again, it's pretty slow here coming past 24 on 65 southbound. Coming out of Madison, it's also running slow, 840 westbound around Highway 41 through that stretch of Rutherford County. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online, ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Six Man Movers here in Nashville is looking for people to join their growing team. They are currently accepting applications for 5 to 10 more members to fill their roster through their website, sixmanmovers.com. Once there, choose resources, then click on We're Hiring. Fill out the form, and a member of their team will be in touch. Experience is preferred, and you must have a valid driver's license. It pays $15 to $21 an hour, depending on your experience. Come join the six-man mover crew and get paid to work out. Other great perks include getting paid weekly for your hours, plus tips, flexible scheduling, and much more. You will love being a part of this dynamic roster with six-man movers. To apply, just go to sixmanmovers.com, then click on We're Hiring, or give them a call at 615-830-1313 for more information. Again, that number is 615-830-1313. That's six-man movers, more than just a Nashville moving company. We exist to help you change your life. Make your next move a win with six-man movers.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
I got to tell you something. It's kind of a self-embarrassing story. I'm just hanging out with my mom, and she's watching My 600-Pound Life.
Great show.
The woman was 670 pounds, and her boyfriend, I'm like, no way, looks like me.
The Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Josh pulled up the article about Southern Cal's collective and how some there are not digging it. And here is from an LA Times article. It says, Southern Cal boosters have started their own collective called Student Body Right against the school's wishes. Now, Student Body Right, if you don't know where that comes from, that used to be just the tall sweet play. That's what they called it. Back in the 70s is when it started. And I don't remember if it was Charles White, Marcus Allen. It might have been Charles White. I don't think it was all the way back to Anthony Davis. But under John Robinson, the toss sweep, which was the staple of their offense, and very successful, was just the toss sweep, left or right. And they called it Student Body Right. Anyways, a collective that has formed called Student Body Right is against the school's wishes. Headed by Dale Resch, a booster who grew disillusioned with the program's lack of success in the years that followed, Student Body Right established itself as a 501c, 501c, I should say, three. Like many collectives, it will attempt to provide Trojan Athletics with money, but primarily football players, with something akin to a salary in exchange for making charity appearances. This approach has become common in the NIL era. Now, the school formed something called the Boulevard, the BLVD, and then they took off the couple of years ago to get ready for all this stuff. But walked away from BLVD from And by virtue of, and I'm trying to understand this, Southern Cal explained 50% of their donations would go to their Trojan of choice, and the other 50 would be spent at the BLVD's discretion. So you've got, it sounds like you have competing collectives here, right? Is that what this means? And apparently they don't like it. I never even thought of that. Have you thought of that one yet? You know how we've come up with all these various scenarios that make this thing a colossal mess? But I don't think I've thought of, what if you have a competitive situation with collectives? What would you do then? Yeah, what would happen then if you had somebody that was competitive? What would you do? And I'm not sure what the answer is to this, but apparently that is the case out there, and they are fighting over it a little bit. And they talk about here, they talk about Malachi Nelson and how he has visited A&M and all that. Caught in the middle of all this is Lincoln Riley. I'm sure he's appreciating all this that's going on. Anyways, so that's the story. No cap up in Chicago. Bill, when my wife entered or registered their son for football, they had to answer the question, male, female, or other. I don't know. I don't know if we have that here yet. We probably do. Just saying. Billy, Tom knows it's my job, and this is Georgia Dog, just to stir things up for the show. Ohio State, Notre Dame, Florida have losing records against Georgia. Stetson going to win three Heismans before he's kicked out after his ninth year at Georgia. Yeah, maybe they announce, along with the transfer, the unlimited transfer rule that they're going to come up with, maybe they'll just let people stay playing. So Stetson Bennett outlasts every five-star Georgia commits. Bring in another five-star every year at quarterback, and none of them get on the field. Dude's going to be 25 here soon, right? I think that's right. He's going to be 25 years old, and he's a good ball player. I'm a Stetson Bennett guy. I'm a big fan of Stetson Bennett, so you're not going to get me to critique him at all. You know when we have Griff on? Griff's on with Tuesdays. Griff's always a little bit of a skeptic. You notice that? When it comes to Stetson Bennett, when it comes to Pappy Bennett, he's always a little bit skeptical when it comes to that topic. Like if they put some other quarterback in, they're going to be a lot better. Well, all I know is and maybe if you put in one of these guys, they're going to be a more naturally gifted arm talent type quarterback. Maybe you get that. But you can't beat winning a natty. That's the point there, right? You can't beat him winning a natty. That's hard to do. Tomorrow, Kevin will be with us. And you know what the snit right now at Alabama is? Alabama right now, depending on who you look at, is either number one or number two in the recruiting rankings. They're one or two. And we talked, from last winter, spring, now summer, Alabama has in their state, a state not populated more than greater Atlanta, not as populated as Tennessee. They've got as many as six five-stars. Actually, they have seven listed. This is 24/7. In one senior class. There's only 30 approximately a year in the whole nation. Depending on the years. Between 25 and 35 is the general rule. Can't have more than that. That's just a general rule. Seven are in Alabama. Of those, two defensive linemen, Peter Woods and James Smith. He's the big tackle out of Montgomery Carver. Neither right now would be going to Alabama. And the whole controversy is over Freddie Roach, coach. And we're going to talk to Kevin about that tomorrow. You Alabama fans who want to hear the insight on that, what he's allowed to say, we'll have Kevin on about it tomorrow. Now, they're having a hellacious class. Don't misunderstand my point here. But we've talked about Alabama being the most territorial state in America when it comes to recruiting, by far. If Alabama wants a kid, and let's say Auburn wants a kid, both of them do, it's almost impossible to get the player. You can give me some examples. Jameis Winston got out of there, yes. Jamarcus Russell, there are examples of that. Justin Ross. But it's rare, okay? It's extremely rare. Two five-star defensive linemen in that state, Peter Woods, Clemson, and James Smith out of Montgomery. Now Smith is considered a lean wear. If it's not Alabama, which right now it's not Alabama. Five-star defensive lineman, and he's not considered an Alabama lead. Both of these guys supposedly grew up Alabama guys, meaning I love Alabama. It's my school. Neither right now would be going to Alabama. And this class, this Alabama class that's very highly rated, but does need defensive linemen. And as of right now, two five-stars in that state in a rare moment would not be going to Alabama. It would not be heading there, which is, again, that's a stat for you there. That's a big stat for you there. Kevin's going to be with us tomorrow, and he can talk about it. Kevin also sent me the Saban book. It's by John Talty, and I'm going to be at the station today, so I'm going to be able to pick that up. Yeah, I appreciate you sending that, Kevin. And everybody that sent me stuff last week, Tom in Myrtle Beach, Georgia Dog, Noah Fan in the 863, all you guys, I appreciate that. The book, I think, just came in the other day. Chris down in Alabama, in regards to Stetson winning a natty, Blake Sims won a natty too at Bama. Doesn't mean he's great or even marginal. Just a thought there. Yeah, I mean, it shows if you've got, first of all, you got to be very well coached. But it shows that you can win without being quarterback centric. The easier route is just to be quarterback centric. Put a guy out there who's going to be a high first-round draft pick and let him play his game, and you've got a lot going on there, right? But you don't have to do that. Now, the key to that, though, is if you're going to have a team that's not quarterback-centric, you've got to be loaded. And what was Georgia a year ago? A generational defense. And an offense that's probably underrated. Scored almost 40 points a game, right? Big offensive line, running backs coming at you, big, strong running backs. A freshman All-American, All-World tight end developed right there in front of us from almost the beginning. An underrated receiving group. Their best player injured most of the time. You got to be loaded. Just saying. Just saying. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Is Lexi Ty, that's Kevin, coming on tomorrow, or Walter? Who's Walter? I don't even know who that is. I don't know who he's talking about. No, Kevin Hagan is with us on Fridays. He's our Alabama guy. Kevin is the most knowledgeable, insightful. Let me just put it, I think I'm allowed to say this. Alabama monitors what he says, okay? Alabama has a person assigned to what he's saying. And that's okay. Now, that's okay. It's okay. So he can, he'll talk tomorrow about Freddie Roach. I don't know how far he can go with it, but he can talk about it. And got to remember, he's the one that told you about the LSU DB that is not transitioning all that well. And that got on all the LSU message boards. Blake was talking about it. And Nick Saban, because of this, even though they didn't term it that way, was asked a question about him, Eli Ricks. He is, Kevin is incredibly dialed in inside the walls there at Alabama. They know what he says. And I think through the years, I think Kevin might have gotten a call or two, maybe when he perhaps went too far with something. But they know what he's talking about. Look, you don't, I'll tell you how in-depth Alabama is. I'm not kidding. How in-depth he is. It's a fact that they monitor what's being said. How many schools do that? Maybe some others do, but they do. That's how control freakish Nick is. And Nick can be that way because he's the best that's ever done it. He's the best head coach college football's ever seen. And when you've got that on your resume, you can do things. You can control things. For sure. You can absolutely control things. We need to get a break here coming up. Brad will be back with us tomorrow, too. Brad was back last Friday. Yeah, he was back. He was back from his two-week-long trip, and he'll be with us. And I don't know, if something pops up, maybe I add, but as of right now, I'm not going to. I don't see any reason to add to the show. 615-844-5600. As we carry on this Thursday edition on Twitter at Bill Isking. If you're like those folks that just emailed the show, BillIsking7@gmail.com. And Facebook, we're there too. Yeah, we are on Facebook. And you can find us under the name Bill E. King. It's not like I post a lot there. I really don't, but nonetheless, if you do want to communicate through there, occasionally I'll get a message from somebody on Facebook. Not much, but occasionally. I've had, actually this morning, I've even looked at the markets. I have had it on the SEC network the entire time. And it's just a replay. Actually, they've been replaying the Kentucky highlights playing in the Bahamas last night and their prediction for Tennessee. And some other news. That's all that's been on a loop. That's what's been on in front of me during this whole show. All right, get the break. I'll be Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash 65 northbound at OHB here in the Brentwood area. Williamson County traffic's running slow now between Concord Road and OHB going 65 northbound. People are staring at this crash. Give yourself extra time out here. It's been pretty busy trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24 westbound coming in from Rutherford County. Gatlinburg Winery is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out their brand new flavors at GatlinburgWinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchase has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. They're open there 24-7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee. Classic handcrafted espresso drinks and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Whether it's getting your day started with a clear mind, taking the edge off after a busy day, or hitting the reset button at night, Cure helps us be our most productive selves. Completely organic and free of THC, pesticides, and heavy metals, Cure focuses on specific need states with great-tasting CBD products designed to help you focus, chill, and sleep. And that is exactly what the Cure brand products are named. Focus, chill, and sleep. Now available at select MAPCO locations. Visit thecurebrand.com to learn more and follow them on social media.
It's a Bill King Show.
Johnny Vegas this morning. Again, hey, Bill, is Georgia football going to be any good this year? Asking for a friend. Georgia will be favored in every game that we know is on their schedule. They'll be very good. Georgia has recruited so well that they're better than everybody in the SEC East, even if they lost their roster. I'm not kidding about that.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Up in Pittsburgh, where Aliquippa Bob's from, where Tony Dorsett's from, Aliquippa, and other famous people. Lots of famous people from up there. Bill, Kentucky has a freshman guard who actually went to my high school. He's 6'5 plus, still growing, great bloodlines. Mother is 6'3, dad is 6'9. His father played for Cal at Memphis. You talking about the Wagner kid who is not committed yet, or another kid? Is that who you talk? Is it DJ Wagner? You Kentucky fans, I think he's the top ranked kid in the is it the class of 23? I believe so. Is that somebody already on the roster? Maybe. The Wheeler kid's the point guard. He's from Georgia. And then they've got the Cason Wallace kid. They've got the Livingston kid. So are you? Maybe you're talking about a recruit. I don't know if they've got anybody on the team from, I don't know. You know what? They play again tonight. I'll have it on. I mean, what else am I going to watch? The Dodgers? The Dodgers apparently have won 10 games in a row. Not that I would know. And they had won 30 of 35, so I think it's even better than that. My team, the team that I have no idea when they play, who they just beat. I think they beat the Twins, actually. Maybe I do know some of that, but I've not watched one of their games. Oh, Adu, is it Thero? I did see him last night. So that's the kid you're talking. Okay. All right. I did not realize that. I did. I saw him last night. He's also built well. That kid looks like a football body. He's thick for a young 6'3", 6'4", player, whatever he is. He's built like he'd be a hell of a football guy. just saying he's a basketball guy, and dad and mom are 6'9", 6'3". All right. You know, Cal's from Pittsburgh. That's also, I should have mentioned that earlier. That's his hometown. I don't know that he's lived there the whole long time, but that's where dude is from. This is a good team, and I got to tell you, just back, and I know we're on the playing portion precipice here of the oblong spheroid, so I'm not trying to get too far off, but that St. Peter's thing, when it comes to Kentucky, messed me up. I got a sour taste, and I know that team was pretty good and won several games. I understand it. I should be giving respect to them. That was a good team. But that just, for Kentucky to lose in the first round like that, was a big buzzkill. Now, they can earn that back. I mean, that doesn't have to define the entire time. And he has won a natty. Now, I'll say this. You know how we talk about once you get your natty? Remember, I would tell you, Bobby Bowden used to get critiqued before 93. Bill, what big game has he won? Well, he won a couple of natties, won a lot of games. But I used to take the same call all the time about him. And once he won that first natty, I didn't get that call again. And I've talked about others, Kirby Smart. How much Kirby bashing did you hear from people calling this show before the natty here that they just won? A lot. And I always talk about once you win that first one, you don't really hear that again. Coach Cal gets critiqued because he only has one. That's the exception to that rule. What do you hear when it comes to Calipari at Kentucky? Incredible talent, maybe average coach, and he only won one national championship. He should probably have three or four since he's been there, right? A team that lost to Wisconsin was on target to be the next undefeated team ever to 76 IU Bobby Knight. He is one guy that once he won the first one and hadn't won one since, people critique him for just having one. You won't hear that about Kirby Smart. You Georgia fans who get sensitive because Kirby took all that heat, he don't take the heat Calipari takes. Now, I know it's a football-basketball argument, which one's more popular, football, obviously, but Cal catches heat from the haters because he's only got the one, and they just lost in the first run of the tournament to St. Peter's. Nobody on Kentucky's probably ever heard of St. Peter's. Seriously. Couldn't tell you anything about them. So that's one guy that is a exception to the once you win your first one, they're not going to come back and say, well, is that all you got? Come on now. You got more than that, don't you? They don't say that about Cal. They say you should have way more than that. You know what? Maybe it might be a good point. Maybe I ought to agree with that. Might be a good point. We got to get another break here. Oh, I told you I haven't been watching the market, but I haven't. But I did just sell some SPY options for 100%. I bought the contracts at 39. Got to remember, everything's times 100, but 39 cents. So it'd be 39 bucks a contract. Sold them at 83. That's a little over 100%. Sold them at about, you know that last break we took? The one we took at about 37? Yeah, sold them right there. Easy. Got some semiconductor stuff, too, that's not doing well, but it's already close to zero, so I'm still up big today. It's NVIDIA, in case you're wondering. Don't buy the, what did I buy, the 200 call? Yeah, don't buy that. I'll hold the bag for you on that one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash 65 northbound at OHB here in the Brentwood area. Williamson County traffic's running slow now between Concord Road and OHB going 65 northbound. People are staring at this crash. Give yourself extra time out here. It's been pretty busy trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24 westbound. Coming in from Rutherford County, Gatlinburg Winery is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out their brand new flavors at GatlinburgWinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
There goes Ozzy. 2-2 on the way. Hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 87. Partly cloudy tonight. Low around 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Jeff 2 this morning. Hey, Bill. Reese Witherspoon went to Harpeth Hall before going on to Hollywood. Still has a home here and owns a store on 12th Avenue in Nashville called Draper James. You may wonder, how did this come up? Well, there was a story about Harpeth Hall in the news. I think it was on national news. It's an all-girls, exclusive all-girls school. Very hard to get in and very expensive if you do. I'm guessing it's $30,000 a year. It may be more than that. And I believe it starts in, I think it's 7 to 12 grades. I don't think there's an elementary school there. Don't think so. Anyways, and they were in the news for announcing that if you call yourself, if you identify as a female, you can apply and maybe get in. Now, I don't care what you want to do. If you want to change your sex, that's whatever, right? I don't care. But when it comes to playing sports, biological males should not be playing in female sports. That's the problem I would have there. If I'm a parent there, I would have a big problem with that. Again, I don't know. I don't know if that's what this is about or not. But that's why people say, well, some famous names, a lot of famous names with Tarpeth Hall. Tons of them. I used to get on the bus in seventh grade right by Tarpeth Hall to go to Franklin, to go to Wilco every day. Clyde up in Detroit. Hey, Billy, is Jeff in the borough going to return anytime soon? He has been, how long has he been banned? It's been months now, right? A few months. And he's really, for the last few weeks, he has not sent me even emails. He was sending me a couple of emails a week. Haven't heard from him. I don't know. I mean, I never said it was permanent, I don't think. I haven't really thought about it. I mean, what's Jeff in the Borough good for? There's only one thing he's good for, and that's comedy, right? He comes on, says a bunch of silly stuff, and then everybody comments on it, right? He talks about a kickball tournament that he had to cover. He talks about somebody winning a bowling championship. He talks about how Kentucky's third team tackle got mentioned in the news or something. Something like that, right? I mean, let me know. Let me know what you think about it. Now, I'm not going to do this by vote, but, man, I think, look, we punished him for dancing on a grave, right? We do not allow grave dancing here. Unless it's one of our drones killing a terrorist, which was in the news a couple of weeks ago, it's okay to applaud that. No, I'm serious. That's okay. If you want to call in and grave dance on that one, that's totally okay. But what he did was not okay. That's why he got, it was a cumulative thing too, but that's why he got banned. So Clyde, that's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. There's going to be backlash either way. Yeah, whatever I do with that, I'm going to catch it either way, which is fine. I mean, that's part of the gig. It's part of the job. I'm good with that. Mark it, even though I do not have it on one of those channels. I've got it on the SEC channel. Oh, Roman Harper, because it just came back on, did pick Tennessee to go 10-2. Alabama guy now. Roman Harper picked the Vols 10-2. He's got them losing back-to-back weeks to LSU and Alabama. Yes, he has them beating Georgia. All you folks in Georgia, listen to the show. He's got Tennessee with a W over the Dogs. I think that's a little bit ambitious. I don't see them at 10-2. I could see them being 8-4, which I think would be a good year number two for them. I can't take it that far. If they went 10-2, that means every time the ball bounced, it went right back into their lap. Every bit of good benevolence comes your way. Every bit of it. Yeah, I think that's very ambitious. It's not the Vols' fault. I'm sure they'll take it, but I just think that's stretching it a little bit. I don't think they're there defensively either. Offense, I could maybe see it. Defense, I don't think's there personnel-wise. So I will take umbrage to that. But I put it out there. Roman Harper, SEC Network, played at Alabama. He's got them beating Georgia going 10-2. Josh Heupel is the coach of the year if that happens. Go ahead and just crown him today. Yeah, crown him right now if that were to happen. Pittsburgh's not going to be an easy game. Early on, the schedule. And not that it matters, but they got to go up there. The Heights Field. At Patton _Cook, at Bill is King. Busy show today. No guesting. See, folks, if you want to know how to do a show and not guest it up, just pop in the tape of this one. No guesting. Tomorrow, Kevin will be with us. Brad will be with us. They're with us every Friday. Looking forward to that. Lodge Pop.